I'm not an expert, in particular on economy, but I benefited a lot from previous speakers, Mr. Homer Khan, from about the historical analysis of the growth and economic development of Pakistan. Honorable Mr. Sayyid Yawar Ali, that you are from the sector's point of view and from your experience in the development of agriculture and livestock. That is the experience of the business. And of course, we have the Mr. Moeed Yusuf basically talking about national security and the relations with the development. What I want to talk a little bit is about China-Pak economic cooperation and my understanding, but my personal understanding of the possible contribution we can further make for the further development of Pakistan's economy. I think that economy for China for the past 70 years when we established the People's Republic of China, in particular for the past 40 years of the reform and the opening up since 1979, everywhere I think many people you have visited China, we say that in China we always believe that development is the key for any challenges. If you have any kind of challenges, both domestically or regionally or internationally, we put our focus that China should build a strong economy first. So since 1979, I think that, for example, I joined the Foreign Service in 1991. At that time when I first came to register in the foreign ministry in that big building, there was a kind of slogan on the gate in 1991, that is, diplomacy should serve economy. This is, and I heard that at that time, in the 1990s, most of the Chinese ambassadors abroad, they were given kind of special task, how much FDI you can attract from the country you are posted. Even now, we are still have this kind of tradition. How much for example, FDI, or how much kind of economic project, or how much kind of investment or joint ventures. This is one of the elements for our headquarters to judge our performance within our diplomatic service. So I'm now coming back to China-Pak cooperation. I want to say a little about what's the logic behind the CPAC. I still remember in last October 2019, when the Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Imran Khan, paid his third visit to China. And when during the official talks between the two prime ministers, the first word or the first sentence Mr. Prime Minister told our Prime Minister is that, I'm very glad that right now Pakistan's economy is stabilized. And right now we have a start, or we can start the next stage of the growth. So let me start with the stabilization of Pakistan's economy. I think this is an opportunity, and also this is a kind of confidence, and this is also a kind of momentum for China and Pakistan to move forward with the bilateral economic cooperation focused on the CPAC. But what is the behind of the CPAC or the logic? Just now Mr. Yusuf, he mentioned there are some kind of security consideration behind the CPAC. But what I'm dealing with, that I'm visiting every day almost with the Ministry of Planning, Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Food Security, Ministry of Industries and Commerce. I have never talked about anything, I think, regarding the CPAC, about the security, something like that. This is a purely commercial project. And the logic, right now, I'm also trying to review and understand the logic of the first stage of the CPAC design. That was started in 2013. Basically, four areas, Gwadar Port, communication and the motor or the communication and the transportation, energy mode, power and energy. And finally, it's SEZ, special economic zones. So in fact, this is a project-based and also investment-driven project of the first stage of the CPEC. Totally 25 infrastructure projects. They are more or less to be completed by the end or by the first half of this year, the mega projects. For example, Gwadar. I think that Gwadar is basically is a new driving force for the development of western part of Pakistan. Of course, Balochistan could benefit first, but the development of Gwadar port is also a growth point for future potential for whole Pakistan, because you can have a balanced, I should say, more balanced economic frame after developing that. But to develop a commercially viable port takes time. Right now, almost, I think, our investment in Gwadar port is about $5 million to make it commercially just viable yet. But it's not very much commercially functional. Since last year, we have started several new projects. Basically, it's ground-based in Gwadar port, including, for example, this 300 megawatt power plant, this East Bay Expressway, and also a vocational training center, a hospital, and a new water desalination plant. All these projects, and of course, the new airport. These projects, because they are going to constitute a major infrastructure for the future development of the area around the Gwadar. In the energy sector, basically, we are working on this power plant, hydropower, this coal-based power plant, and this new energy power plant, wind and this. Right now, all these power plants under the CPEC is providing about 30% of your national grid electricity. The transportation, I think we have already almost finished the M5, that is from Multan to Sakhar part of the motorway, and the KKH upgradation will be completed by the end of the first quarter of this year. The Orange Line, this is public traffic in Lahore, will be completed also, or will come to the operation by the second quarter of this year. This is the major transportation projects. The SEZs, they are a little moving, I should say, not very fast, because basically it engages private sectors. Right now we are working on four SEZs in Rajkai in KPK province, Dabeji in Sindh, and Allama Iqbal Industrial Zone in Faisalabad, plus an IT SEZ in Islamabad. This is our planning, but right now I think different SEZs are moving in a different pace with a different model. But this is the first stage of CPEC. Now, and right now, with the guidance of the Mr. Prime Minister, as well as the government of Pakistan, right now we are moving to the second stage. The second stage, in fact, we are put focus on three new areas, which I think is based on the industry cooperation, export-driven industry. First is a joint ventures we call the industry cooperation. Then this is not only limited in SEZs. All the joint ventures from both Chinese and Pakistani companies are very much encouraged and will be supported by the two governments or government through different resources to establish. So although the SEZs are under construction, but we have already, since last year, at least 10 new joint ventures have already established. They are focused on, for example, manufacturing, for example, garment manufacturing, garment processing, steel mill, and tires, glasses. Some are for exports, some are for domestic substitution. So the total, I think, the investment, just example, for example, in Faisalabad, we have already 11 joint ventures. They are not in big size, but also they are coming for the joint ventures. So right now, we have already about $1 billion FDIs by the private sectors. The second focus is agriculture, agricultural sector, because both China and Pakistan are agricultural countries, and the current government pays a lot. So under the CPEC, we are going to establish 10 agriculture, which are joint science and technology, joint laboratories in different agricultural institutions. We have another 5 agricultural technology centers. This is under the CPEC, and of course we are going to train more in the agriculture and provide the vocational trainings for the agriculturists. This is under the government-to-government cooperation, but more importantly, as several previous speakers mentioned, we have started the commercial and the private-to-private cooperation. For example, joint plantation of cottons, and to have the FMD-free zones of the potential meat farming here. For example, in the coastal area of Balochistan, one Chinese company is going to invest $10 million for this coastal cage fishing. Because since this month, the second stage of the FTA between China and Pakistan has been implemented. So a lot of key or the major products from Pakistan will enjoy zero tariff. For example, leather products, for example, the customs or garments, for example, the cotton products, they all have the zero tariff to the Chinese market. So in fact, all these garments and this kind of textile industry in China, they are very much interested in establishing this joint venture and to share the Chinese market with the Pakistani manufacturers. Another major initiative under the CPEC is that right now we are having a kind of a business forum between leading manufacturers of the two countries. We have offered that the Pakistani government ministerial plan will provide us at least leading 12 or 15 leading manufacturers or exporters. Our government under the CPEC will recommend their private partners with the investment, with the technology, with the incentives to build them their manufacturing and export capability. And this is, I think, a new initiative and a new suggestion, I believe, can take two private sectors in a bigger way than to have joint exploration of the third country's market and build the export capacity of the local manufacturer. And the Chinese manufacturers will also benefit. Of course, under the new stage of the CPEC, we have some mega projects still under discussion, because the economic development still needs the investment improvement. For example, the railway, mainland railway. This is one of the major projects we are still under discussion. There are some Chinese companies right now, they want to use the BOT pattern, BOT, to come to Pakistan and to invest in some hydropower stations, in some motorways, in some other maybe new energy projects. So the CPEC, this is the second under the new stage. Third one is a social sector, because the CPEC should also people focused or community based. So we have started implemented education, health, poverty elevation, this kind of projects. Basically, is that we want to benefit the common people from the society, that to have a little benefit. What I want to say is that if you look at the first stage and the second stage of the CPEC, the fundamental change fundamentally is first, more engagement and the participation of the private sectors. Right now, the government-driven mega projects, their numbers are decreasing, but the previous number projects are still functioning. So more engagement and the participation of the private sectors. Second, more sustainable and more, I should say, designed or calculated cooperation projects. That is, first, we want to build the export capacity of Pakistan for you to earn the foreign exchange reserves. We want to build, help to build the manufacturing sector focus. And thirdly, that we are going to shift more and more focus resources on the cooperation with your Western sector, basically like Balochistan, the KP. Last week, I visited a district called Swabi in KP province. I was surprised. There was already a steel mill over there with a private Chinese investment, $80 million, 600,000 tons capacity steel mill is started already. So I think that this kind of private sector's cooperation, so that the western part of Pakistan will be given more resources and focus. And finally, this is also the consensus that CPAC should be a regional platform, like SEZs, like the incentives enjoyed by the Chinese companies, or they could also be enjoyed by the local and third-party companies. So the like SEZs, we definitely will welcome other countries to invest, to establish your joint ventures, and to also help to build these models of investment and joint ventures. So this is, I think, the new state of that. For the government policy, I learned a lot from your previous things. In fact, this is also a guidance and suggestions. I totally agree with you that the industrial capacity should be built. For the government of Pakistan, as in the first, I believe right now the government has the vision, as the special assistant said, a paradigm shift, that the government starts to look Pakistan's economy from the long-term perspective. They have the vision. Second, I think that a very, very strong determination, just as Mr. Imran Khan said, that reform definitely will be faced with some resistance. China had a lot of painstaking experience on that. But here, if the political leadership, if the government, if the business community is determined enough, is determined to move forward, I think for the time being, maybe some resistance. After some time, I think finally the economy will definitely be very promising. And thirdly, I think I very much agree that the development is the key for Pakistan. Right now, although I'm very happy, your macroeconomic index indicators, but finally, that the development by the private sectors, development of the SMEs, development of different economic sectors, they will be the final key that for the promotion of Pakistan's economy. And in this regard, the CPAC and China could be, I think, ahead, could be a kind of resource for both the government and the private sectors of Pakistan to take use. And China is always ready that to see a prosperous Pakistan. Thank you.